we are on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. The mother wants to know, by the parsha of Boyer, how do we know that it says Sheva Chamoyer Nefilo will make a klal prata klal? We could only be marbe balechayim and nevelosay metame b'maga b'mase. But how do we know that oifes are also chayiv? Oif is not metame b'maga b'mase. So how do you know that oif is also chayiv in the filas haboy? So the Gemara says it's a little bit before the middle of the Yomad. Ella omakro. So the Gemara says the makir that you're chayiv on everything. Ba'beis yi aloi. Kol devar misiv. Anything that dies, so we learn out that your boir is chayiv. So what does Rashi say? Ella loy teima choza v'kola. Klal was balabar yishalem. L'midrashay b'chlal l'prata klal. Ala'ima oma kro ba'meis yi aloi kol devar misiv. So we marbe any mean that dies is chayiv b'boir. Frag the Gemara, we heard here a machlokes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda with Boir is Chayev and Kalem. According to the Rabbonon, we have a miut, Chamoyer v'loy Kalem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a ribuy, oi, l'rabbi says a Kalem. Frag the Gemara, bein l'rabbonon de koma mayit lo Kalem, ובין לרב יהודה דקומר בלהו לקלם, קלם בני מיסנינו. It's the whole makir that you chayv on everything that fell into the boil, is it said, kol the bar misa v'meisi eloi, we make a drash, anything that's a bar misa. So memele, kalem b'chlau don't fall into this category. So why do I need a miut according to the Rabbonim? And why do I need a ribuy according to Rabbi Yehuda? Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Kalim b'nei misaninu b'tmiye v'loma likra l'matinu l'Rabbonim. Why do I need a miut? They never were nisrabe. Now Rashi is a problem, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not kasha why I need a ribuy. Pakert, since the whole makir is b'meisi eloi kol de bar misa, so memele, from that I only know balechayim, so that's why I need a ribuy to be mar bekelem. So what's the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda heichi motzui l'rubiyinu. How could you be marbe? He says, the parsha is speaking about kol de bar misa. That's what the parsha is speaking about. So how could, and that is an oi. So the oi has come to tell us kalem also. It doesn't fit into the parsha. Like erinabu v'amesi eloi, if the yisoi that parsha says kol de bar misa yochayev, so memele b'meile, kelem on his mind. I have an oi, so I'll say kelem achayev. The parsha says, you only chayev and kol de bar misa. That's how Rashi says, pshat in the Gemara's kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos has a problem. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, the marbe kelem, kelem b'nei misa ninu. Bein toimar, so Tosfos has this problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not shver. Umay porach koshkein, mishum delah b'nei misa ninu. Tzrichi ribuye l'Rabbi Yehuda, that's in the ribe, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh loima, so Tosfos says, the Gemara understood, the l'Rabbi Yehuda nami have a memayit kelim michamer. That means the same seder, that a rabbonon, a memayit kelim from michamer, chamer v'lai kerem, Rabbi Yehuda also holds. Be'emesim chamer shimi memayit kelim. But from this potential miut, I have an oi l'Rabbi says a kelim. Ilav ribuye, that means, but without the oi, I'd be memayit kalem from Chamoyer, and that's what I need the oil, that I shouldn't be Mamayit Kalim from Chamoyer, and I should be Marbet from Oil. Lohi Porech. Bein l'Rabbonon de Mamayit Ulu Kalim mi Chamoyer, or Bein l'Rab Yudit de Marbul Ulu Kalim Oil la'afuki mi miyot de Chamoyer. Alav ne misaninu. I mean, the Gemara understood that the oi is coming. There's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehud and the Rabbonim that Chamoyer is a potential miyut on Kalim. The shayla they have an oi to be marbe. I should be misalik this miyut. But if it says kol devar mise, so automatically Kalim on is mayit, so I don't need the miyut of Chamoyer according to the Rabbonim, because Kalim are automatically in is mayit. I don't need the ribuy of oi to counteract the miyut of chamer according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Amri shviros and zui misoso. So the Mose says no. Kalim fall into the parsha of vameisi eloi. Shviros and zui misoso. This is also called abar mise. Shviros and zui misoso. Sitrashi. Hilkach le Rabbonon. So me mele, from the Meisi Eloi kol the Bar Mise, I would be marbe, afilu keilem also. It's also a Bar Mise. Hilkach le Rabbonon, osa chamer le mutinu. So now chamer is me mayit keilem, and why do I pick on keilem? Hoyel ve lav mise mamishu. Since it's not a literal mise, so Memele, if I have a miyut, I say the pasuk is coming to Mamayit Kalim, which is not a real misa. Vishaya, Lemute Adam, She'enoi Min Beheme. Asher is not a Min Beheme, so I'm Mamayit Adam, it's a different Mechere, the vote is that Mechere, Mises HaBeheme is a Nezek. Mises Adam is a Ritziche, it's a different sug. So Memele, if the Pasuk is only speaking about Mises Behemes, that's a sug nezek. Because of Rachmon Echad, if it only say, sure, I know called the Bar Mise, which is very inclusive, it's including Adam, it's including Kalim, but now I have miyutim, because of manachad avamina lemute odo. I would say it's only coming to be mayit odo. Avol keilim loy. Dechi kome mayit, balechaim dechadvose kome mayit. Such a balchai, not such a balchai. Och yitzuch chamoyer to be mayit keilim. L'Rab Yehuda oy l'ribuye keilim also. Afal gav de lav v'nei mise nino mamish. So it's marbe. You know, the lav v'nei mise nino mamish, so it's marbe. V'sher, v'mutei odom, balechaim de chavose, ilakam en porech, Rabbi Yehuda chamer lomoli. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with chamer? Zog te gemore weiter, ולרב דה אומר, בר שחיבה אולוב תוירה להבלוי, ולוי לחבותוי. According to Rav that says, the whole chiyuv of bar is only that when it's mazik behevel, because it's hevel today. By chavote, we say kaka ilo mazikosoi, is bein l'rabonon, bein l'rab Yehude, so l'rabonon have a miyut on Kalim, but Yehude is a ribay on Kalim. Kalim b'nei havlaninu. So if the whole chi of a bear is only that which the bear is mazit behevel, so Kalim cannot become genizik through hevel. Omri, enfer de gemore bechadeti, nu Kalim, de mifki behavla. Seems the hevel can make nu Kalim, they should plots, they break, some emele, so therefore, I need a miyut, yipot on Kalim, or a ribu, yechayv on Kalim. Bechadeti chadoshim. Now let us see Tosfos. Bein l'rabbonon, bein l'rab Yehuda, Kalim b'nei havlaninu. Now Tosfos asks, amir de kekashim. I say, so the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that Boiris Chayiv on Kalim? The only way there's a Chayiv of Boir is only if it's Mazik with the Hevel, and Kalim are not Kenizik with Hevel. That's the Gemara's Kash. Tertosis Amir de Kekash. Afilu Laman de Islai Beper Kaminiyach, Rabbi Yehuda Matker Nezokov La'acha Nefilis Pshiye Pot. There's one man, the Yom HaManiach, that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Matker Nezokov La'acha Nefilis Pshiye Pot. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds Boir Mishus Arab Mispot. You only chayv if it's your Boir. But if I created a Boir, but it's not mine anymore, I'm Pot. There's one man, the Yom that says this in Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'im kein. So according to this man, the Yoma, Rabbi Yehuda holds Boir Mishus Arab Mispotah. Because in order to be chayv, you have to be a Baal HaBoir, not an Ason, a Kosov, Kilo Mishusah. He holds you have to be a Baal HaBoir. V'im kein, loy mechayv Rabbi Yehuda ele Boir Mishusah. Boir Mishusah means Hifkir Rishusah b'le Hifkir Boiroi. So that means he was Makir's Rishus and it's his Boir. And that's the only case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you chayv. Boir b'shusa effectoises amira di kekashe. Boir b'shusa itzur shaper lemifter kalim bechavota dechavota di deyo effectoises amira di kekashe. Yet the Gemara before Daphne Gimel Amadalev. Until according to Rav, that Rav holds that yepoter and chvat, that's boir b'shusa rabbe. That in reality I'm not a bal hamazik. I'm not a bal haboir. There's only an ason, a cause of kilo b'shusay. So Rav says that's only on the hevel that I created with my chafirim. So the Torah gave me a din kilo, I'm a baal hevel. So it's called a baal haboir. But the chvat, which the karka ilam was there from before, I'm not responsible for the karka ilam. That's the whole memra of Rav. That is only boir b'shusay rabbi. Because we have to go to an ason akosu. So he says the whole ason akosu is only by hevel and not an chavat. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds that boir b'shusa is chayit, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's a real balaboyer. There's no, you don't need to say ason akosu. It's his boir, and his boir was mazik. So mamele, I feel according to Rabbi Yechayiv and the chavat. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Rav, why does Rabbi Yehuda need a ribui? And Shuldik, Rabbi Yehuda is no problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole chiv is only on Boir B'shusoy, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, still according to Rav, Yechayv and the Chvat. So what's the problem? Taisa asking Gemara the Kekasha. Mikomok in Porich Shaper. Most of asking a good Kasha. The Behezik Hevel Mishtoikro. The Pasuk is speaking about, according to Rav, that the Boir was Mazik Behevel. Mididorish Rav v'nofal ad sheyipel derech nefile. We hear a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says you chayim on the Havle, the Koshkin lachabota, and Rav says you only chayim on the Hevel. So the Gemara says in Yesod, this a machlekes how to darshin v'nofal shomashay v'chamayot. Rav darshan v'nofal derech nefila. The Torah said, "I say the how it fell." What does that mean? It fell head down. That's derech nefila. Now, why does the Torah have to tell us it fell head down? Because the Torah wanted to tell us that the hevel was mazik. If it fell backwards, so there's no hevel, so you'll be pot, even though there's chvat, but there's no hevel. So the Torah said, "You're only chayev if it fell derech nefila head down." Shmuel holds v'nofal means kodo. V'nofal doesn't mean that it fell derech nefila. Any way it fell, it's chayv. Fine. So we have a machloek is chayv and Shmuel. But al kaponim, when we learn chumish according to Rav, we have to learn v'nofal sot kefalim derech nefila. It fell head down. That's ivrin the posik. So I feel that the posik is speaking about boir b'shusoy, but the Pasuk is speaking about that the Boir was Mazik Behevel, because the Pasuk is speaking about it fell head down. So we're speaking about a case that the Boir was Mazik Behevel. Come back in Paul Shaper. The Behezik Hevel, Mishtoikro, Mididorish Rav, Vinofal, Ad Sheyipel, Derech Nefile. Rav Darshan's that way, Vinofal means Derech Nefile. V'chavote, and if the Pasuk means Derech Nefile, how do I know if it banged itself? B'shusa yechayev, heiched avidi day, osi b'kal v'chayma. So I learned it out from b'kal v'chayma. Ma doch hevel, which in reality is not his. He only was mesavim that the hevel should come about. He's called the balaber and he's responsible for the hevel. The chevat, which is mamish kalke shaloi, avad gibish yechayev. ובהבל דמשטוי בקרו איסלון לשקוחי ריבויו דקלם לרב יהודה. So Taisvah said, so we have to live with the Pasuk. Rab darshan v'nofal means derech nefile. If v'nofal means derech nefile, so in other words it means that the behemah was genizik al yedei hevel. Lamaise, if it's genizik by yedei chvat by perbishusa, yizik echayim, it's a kalvachayimah, but al kaponim, But that's not what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about it was genistic by Yedei Hevel. Because the Pasuk is speaking about a derech nefile. So the Gemara's kasha is, so if the Pasuk is speaking about it was genistic by Yedei Hevel, Kalim bar Havla, that's the Gemara's kasha. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is also speaking about it was genistic by Yedei Hevel. That is what Taisvah wanted them for the Gemara. Umiyu, Taisvah does not like this teretz. Ein nire, sheyidroish Rav Yehuda, afilu l'rabat sheipol derech nefile. To say this, to say that Taisvah, according to Rav Yehuda, is v'nofal is derech nefile, the kivin, the loy mechayev, elo bebeir bershusoy, since you're only chayiv on Boir B'Shusoy, that's the only case you're chayiv. And by Boir B'Shusoy, you have chvat at your chayiv. Ain't like L'Doshoy. So why should I say that pshat the Pasuk is, if we're speaking about a Boir B'Shusoy, why should I say that the Pasuk is speaking about that he fell derech nefile, and he was genizik through hevel, if L'Maise, your chayiv afilo of the chvat also? That means a bir b'shusa yizicha chayim and the chvat. So why does the Torah have to tell us yechayim and the hevel if you have chvat, which is avad gevis asib b'sachir? So Taisus wants the taina afilu according to Rav, but according to Rav Yehuda v'nofal cannot mean derech nefila. Memela Taisus is back with Akasha. So perhaps we could try to understand the teretz what Taisus said before. Taisus wanted to say the pasuk is speaking about hevel, still according to Rabbi Yehuda, and chvat I know a kal v'chayma madoch yechay ban hevel abad gevish yechay ban chvat, but the pasuk is speaking about hevel, so. That's the chmir, according to Rav, Rav understood the mazik of boir is because my boir is mazik. That's the chiyev is, I'm a bala boir, and my boir was mazik. Now Rav had a problem. My boir was mazik. We're speaking about a boir b'shus harabim, so it's not my boir. So how could you be a bala boyer and my boyer is mazik? It's not your boyer. So Rav said a shtik teiras. Rav said it's taket b'shus harabim. But the hevel was created through the keira boyer. And his creation, the teira gave him a bailam, since it came about through you. So you're a bailam lechiyu. Yeah, bailam lechiyev. I mean, it's not your boyer, it's not your kalke. But the hevel came about through you. Osona kosev kilu b'shusa kilu, it's his. Because that, the Torah, since you created it, the Torah said, it's yours lechiyev. It's yours lechiyev. The chvat, how can you say it's mine? The kalke was here before. And, I didn't create the kalke. So, Rav held that sichana mestav amchai for the chvat. I'm only chayef for the hevel which I created. That's Shitas Rav. And Doshtay in the Pasuk, V'nofal derech nefile, the Torah elaborated how the Hesed came about, that the sheriff fell head down, what's not to mean how it fell, because you're responsible for the hevel that you created. Fine. That's Shitas Rav by Boil B'Shusarav. Now, but if you hold, but this is also a Chiddush, that means it's a son, a kosev, it's your hevel, responsible for your hevel. Now, a Boil B'Shusarav, according to Rav Yehuda, so now, if the karka was mazik, so then you don't need teile. My karka was mazik. There I have no problem whatsoever to understand balabur yishalem. I don't have to stretch my neck and try to understand. He's a balabur, bur b'shusay. It's his bur that was mazik, it's chabota didei. Balabur, I have no problem whatsoever. Now, if we are speaking about a bur b'shusay, dachsach medit be a mokim to say, that on the hevel you grab not chayev. Zum Beispiel, you're a boil mole svugin. You're a boil mole svugin, which the Chabad was not mazik, you were mazik als the hevel. Now, lechayre, this hevel, I don't know if in chayish, even though it's a boil b'shusa, it's called my hevel, it's in chayishamish, but it's my hevel, there'll be a shayl of someone will steal the hevel. This hevel is another mazik, I don't know if in chayishamish, but it's mine. So lechayre, the biasvore to say boir b'shusoy, if it's a boir mole svugin, and the longest of boir b'shusoy, I'm a balabur, maybe only a balabur because it's chavota didei, the hevel which in yisod is not yours, it's not yours really, it's your hevel because it's in your karka, it's your hevel. Lechayre, the hevel which lechayre in yisod is not yours. So Mehechi Teisi, the Torah said, it's Keilu, your boir was mazik. Rav only used this by boir b'shusa Rav, so you have to accept the lesser of the two miyutim. The lesser, the miboicha Rav and miyutai, I mean. It's b'shusa Rav, the kark oilam is mazik. So that's even a mistava to say that I'm responsible for the kark oilam I'm called balabur. So I say, if I count, v'nofal means, Derech Nefile, and Ason Akosav on the Hebel. That is if I have a Boir Bershus HaRabim, and I have to say he's a Balabur on something, so I say he's a Balabur on the Hebel, because he created the Hebel. It's not a Balabur on the Chvat, because it's Kalkoil. But the Nahapachu, if the Pasuk is speaking only about a Boir Bershusai, so Memele, without any Giluyim, I would say, on Adrasha Benofa, I would say, Boir b'shusa, yechayev, it's chabota didei. Now, leklere shayla, so it's poshe, yechayev, you're a balabur, yechayev, your boir was mazik. What would be the din if it was a boir mole svugim shel tzemer, and it was mazik with hevel? Could be you're not chayev. Mehechi teisa, yechayev, that's not poshe, you're a balabur. Shteiten posik v'nofal derech nefile? No, yechayev and the hevel also. So I need the v'nofal according to Rav Alibi, the Rabbi to be mechadish yechayev and hevel also. Because that's what Tosis learned in the beginning. Tosis learned in the beginning, the Pasuk is speaking about hevel. In chvat I know from a kal v'chomer, but the Pasuk is speaking about hevel because it says v'nofal derech nevila. Then Tosis slugged this up, why do you need a Pasuk on hevel if yechayev and the chvat, why do you need a Pasuk on hevel? She need a Pasuk on hevel. It's negeya aboyer molei svugim. That only the Hezek is Mazik, and without this Pasuk, I would think if I can potter out Hevel, I would think the whole Chiv is only out Chavota Didei.
What's the Gemara weiter? Ay v'hameis yeloi. So now we're up to as follows. V'hameis yeloi is coming to tell us, kol de bar misa. Everything that's a bar misa, the halacha is, everything that's a bar misa, the halacha is, that boir is chayiv, and then we have either miyutim, or ribuyim, and kelim. So like the Gemara, this whole drash, a meisi eloi, you're telling me is a ribuy called the bar misa, and sure, the meisi eloi is not being marbe anything. It's coming to tell us a tnai that boir is only chayiv if the meis is mutar bano. Mi boi lei lechidarove, the omar rove, sher psuli amigdoshim shenofa leboir. Potter, Tad Asher Psulei HaMekdoshim, which is called Shereyeyu. Speaking about Asher Psulei HaMekdoshim Shenivdu. So it's called Reyeyu. In all Mazikim HaChayiv and Asher Psulei HaMekdoshim. But the Boiris Potter, Shenema V'Ameis Yiyaloi, B'Misha HaMeis Yaloi, you only Chayiv, Boir is only Chayiv if after the Behemoth died, the Nisi can derive benefit from the Behemoth. Yotze zeh she'ein ha'mei shaloi. But Sher Psul Mekdoshim, it says, v'chalte v'lei l'klo v'echo, so since it's osa ba'no, so there's no chiyuv of boir amsul ha'mekdoshim. So it's not a ribui, the ha'mei shaloi is coming to tell us, it's a miyut. Only a meis that's muta ba'no, yechaya, but that talgas kol de ba'mise. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo omakro kesef yoshiv lebolov. It says in the same posik, kesef yoshiv lebolov. Le rabois lebolov is marbe kol de islei bailem. Mechuyiv to pay for everything who has an owner. So this is very inclusive. So mechuyiv to pay for everything. Yehochi afilu kalim, so then you should be chayv on kalim. Kol dislei bailim. For Adam, if a person possesses an ever knani and he falls into the boil, she should be chayv for an ever knani. He is an owner. He should be chayv. Lemaisit mitazoy. An ever knani gets killed in the boil. You potter. So the Gemara says, Omako, you're right. Als kol dislei bailim lemabe everything. That's that I have these miyutim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is hake marbe kalim. From oi, le rabbi says a kalim. Bishleim b'sher, memait b'yodom. Elo chamer, maim mamati bay. What are we memayit from chamer? Elo Marove, that's a good kasha. Chamer de boil Rabbi Yehuda, v'sed aveda le divrei hakel kasha. That's right. There are some words in which we don't know pshat why these words were written. Chamer de boil according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'sed aveda le divrei hakel. In a chanami, we don't know the teretz. It's a good kasha. Shoyer psulei amekdoshim. So I have here on the side in the Frankel Gemara, he has a better nusach in this Rashi that Rashi is too much pekitzer. So he has b'chol ksav yad. It says like this: kol kisva yad. Sher psulei amekdoshim shel nivde, v'rei hu shel hedyet, v'karina bei sher reiyu linyan nizokin. Afilo hachi ber pata v'chsi v'ameis yeloi yotzer zeh shafa pisha. Nivte ein hamisa shaloi. Now we go after this whole Megillah. We go the lashon of Rashi ein hamisa shaloi. The kalam bepcheres perik beis kabisul mekdoshim laachah pidyon heitizbach legiza basav lechol v'chalto v'leil lekol lech. Fine. So memele. So the Gemara says I'm marbe from kesev yoshiv lebolov shoyer b'layado shein ein min beheime. It's a different soup. Besed aveide, kivin dechsiv lochol aveide sachicha. You return every aveide along with the kosev achmana chamer b'sher b'sev b'salma. The peik elam etzis tashinin lo lekulu bar mise. So the each one's coming for a drash, but say I don't have a drash for it. So to tell mise zicha don't need. Said lochol aveide sachicha. So the word says is difficult. It's muta. Tamotzi toisvis, chamer de boir le Rabbi Yehuda, vahoda le koma nami, tam le beisilu. Why doesn't the Gemara say gam le beisilu? That means the posik, that's when the loshna posik is, it's le sobe yas non zayne mechekele beis Hashem le kecha, and that the habas Hashem gam shneye. Both of them are Teyeva, Esna, and Zayna, Mechikela. Fine. So now, Beishamai Darshins, Nosna lo Chitim be Esneno. What if he gave the Zayna Chitim? And this man is this, the May Schiris of the Znus. He wants to pay her for the Znus. The Torah asked an Esnan lahakrove. So what if he gave her chitim, and she won't bring chitim lemizbeich? She anosna la chitim vason soilas. Zeisim vason shemen, anovim vason yayin. So she made a shinui. So a shinui lachere is a, in Lomdus, it's aponim chadoshes. This is not the Esnan. He gave her anovim. This is yayin. So Beisham Eidarshins, Tehavas Hashem, gam shneim, gam shinuyeyem. Even if he made a shinoi, it's possible like her. And Beisilul holds, no, shnehem v'loi shinoyeyem. Them, not the shinoi. If it is the way it was, that's also the mizbeach. But a shinoi is mutter. Fine, that's what Beisilul does with the dash shnehem v'loi shinoyeyem. Take the Gemara. So what does Beisilul do with the gam? Gam is marbe, gam le beisil lo kash, but kash, I don't know, gam is tak eshver, according to beisil. Fractach Taisus, Agamah is making a pesazoy, we're making a summary of all the difficult words we don't know pshat, so we both said that Veda, Chamoyek, Rabbi Abinim, also said, gam alibe de beis, let's make it a complete summary. Gam alibe de beisil. We're going on all the similar extra words of speaking about behemoth, chamer, seh, it's an extra word, so that's the more speaking about. Kam is another extra word, it's not speaking about a behemoth. It's the factosis, Amir de Kekashe, which comes out Chidushim. Hektaisus has a Rabbi Yehuda had a problem. He has oi is marbe es hakelem. So what is chamer memayit? He's oi vedeitzis. He doesn't know what chamer is memayit. So memayle, chamer Rabbi Yehuda kash. So Taisus Amir de Kaifa. Hiksho harav Rav Moshe mipuntaise. Ve'emed ha-chamer also le'mayit shtoreis. It's me'mayit shtoreis. What does that mean? It means as follows, that let's say behemoth fell into a behemoth, had a pack sack full of shtoreis, valuable shtoreis, shtorei milve, it said that the barrel of yankel, and a whole bunch of shtoreis. It fell into the boir, and somehow the shtoreis got ruined in the boir. No, the shtoris are worth money. It's a hefset. It's a gewaldike hefset. But it's ain't gufay moment. It's, shtoris is not gufay moment. A keli is gufay moment. The value of shtoris is, because with the shtoris I can derive moment. It's not gufay moment. We find that many halachas, there's a chiluk between gufay moment and not gufay moment. Fine. So factoises, chaban einfall. Maybe chamer is mamayit. We have mamarbe kalim, but everything is gufay moment. Sher is gufay moment. Chamer is gufay moment. Oy, kalim is gufay moment. But shtoris is azah moment. That's not gufay moment. It's a loss. It's a hefse, but it's not gufay moment. Maybe that's the miyut. Bayrus potter anein gufay moment. Fine. Va'aymeri. So the ri said. So the ri went now, and this is a good kasha. You should know. So let's just talk for 1 minute. What is the din? If Reuven goes off, Shimon is a shtar. The shtar is a shtar choy. With the shtar, he came home from Levi $1,000. Reuven goes and takes the shtar and burns it. Is Reuven chayiv, yes or no? So the machloikis. If you doin dinigami, loy doin dinigami, a machloikis. Rameir is doin dinigami. Chamamanat doin dinigami. It's a machloikis. Okay, if you're not doing dini de gami, so it's called, listen, that I burned the paper. That's not the hezek. The hezek is not the paper. The hezek is that the $1,000. That's indirect. Through that, you don't have the shtar anymore. You can't be goyva from the loive. The loive will be makrish. We're not talking about the Chofetz Chaim. We're talking about you need the shtar for people who are not so honest, to say the little edel, and the shtar is, you burn the shtar, say goodbye to the choy.
So memele, so he was masikim, but it's indirect, it's a gum. So the machloik is, doin dinigami, lay doin dinigami, fine, it's a machloik. So Taisa says, so let's make a cheshbe. The leman de loy doin dinigami, if you hold, you're not doin dinigami, you're potter. So if I burn it, I'm potter. I feel, who wants my potter? So you need a posse to tell me, boyer is potter, good morning. If I burn it, but you die in my pot, it's called I wasn't masikim. So you need a posik to tell me that the boyer is potter. So according to that man, yomah, it's not shver. And Tosfos goes further. Ulaman, the doim dinigami, but let's get down to business. Going to the mayor, that's doim dinigami. So if I order my masik, it's chayim. So even me, it's a boyer is potter. Is not me loy mechayv alami darabon. So Tosfos says, I'm murdered kazak, which is a big machlekes harishayinim. That the whole din is a gemis at Rabban de Kedin, Minatari Yopota, it's a grome, such a grome, such a grome, it's a grome, Meika din grome ben Ezokin is Potter, but this grome is a little bit more direct, so the Rabbana will machayv him to be, but Minatari, there's nothing but to talk about, there's nothing but to talk about, Afila Mazik be Yodayim is Potter, about the gemis, some amel, Afila Mazik be Yodayim is Potter, Maita, Minatari, so you can't tell me that the Posse, tell me that a Boyer is Potter, please. Fine. How do I know to say such a yisod? I mean to say that Rameh is doing it. It's only at the Rabban and the Kedin. How do I know this? Kedemuchik perik hakoynis. Arayif in the Gemara Nakoynis. The miboy lehi, the Gemara Nakoynis, klaus ha-shal, the yosu takonis nigzal b'mosor eloi. Chazal made a takonis nigzal. What's takonis nigzal? Takonis nigzal is like this, that a gazlan comes into Reuben's house, and he takes out a lot of things, and then he's running away, and then we chop the gazlan. Lamaise, he disposed already of most of the things. So who's going to prove what he stole? So Chazal made a takone, the nigzal is nemon bishur. Merdek is ach. That they made a takone. I mean, a personal steal, and there's no aid in there, bishas maise, to figure out exactly what he stole. So it's achmon and it's one. They made a takone. The nigzal is nemo. Fine. He swears he stole $10,000. You have to pay $10,000. It's kind of nigzal. Klanti gemora shayle. What about a mosso? A mosso is gami. What's the case of a mosso? A mosso, he went over to some goyim and he told them, you know, yene yid has the money. Let me tell you where the money is. And the goyim came and took it and found it. Now, from the game we can't chapel with, we want a mum for a muscle's chaibot's kami. So, mamele, we want to be goive from this muscle, $10,000. So, the more clears a shayla was tiknu takonis nigzal be muscle. A shayla. Maybe only by a nigzal, not by a muscle. Or maybe you're by a muscle. The more is a shayla. Like, Tosfos, if garmi is a mazik, the araisa. So, what's the chilek? Chazal wa misakin, if someone stole money from me, so it's, he owes me the money, and we have no biru, so we believe the nigzal. So if someone is mazik my money, so what should be the difference? He owes me the money. What's the chilik? He stole it, he was mazik, I got the loss, I got the hefset. You have to believe, you should make the takona. Is a chayeh? That the whole chiyuv of garmi is a rabbonon. He doesn't owe him anything, minatayu. The only thing is the Rabbana, so it could be. Listen, he only owes you me the Rabbana. That we have to read, he have to have a bill that Itakia was masik so much. Without a bill, some is a useful. So Tosfos brings a raya from this Gemara that Kami is at the Rabbana. Fine. So Tosfos solved the problem because Kami is at the Rabbana, a raya, fighting again. But his Rishayim, the Shittas Rabbana, it's at the Raisa. A poshet. Rabbana holds Kami is chayim min ha-toyre. So we're back with the kasha. So maybe it's coming on to be my shtoris. So I'd like to say two things that the stipler says on Simen Chaf Aleph. One thing he wants to say, there's a ra'ah we had before. Mukyos brings down a ra'ah that a filu garmi is chayiv, but garmi de behemta is potter. I mean, this is a shailan aloche, an odom was goyrem a hezek through garmi, a yechayiv in a Torah. Fine, a yechayiv to pay. Good, it's a good shailan. But the law says, afilu garmi is chayiv, garmi de behem to is potter. That means that the chiv, that mamayin shel hezek,
That means if, let's say, my shayer will be mazik through a knife from Kami, shayer is potter, shayer, you need a hezek biyadai. We have a parsha of the mazik of Mamoine, it's different kind of, different halachas. Odom a mazik is chayev on Kami, and Mamoine is potter on Kami. So that's the Shita Sarah. Is it the stipler? So no, it's according to the Ra'a, it's not bad. So Bamela Bayer is also Mamoinai. The Bayer was Mazik. What's the difference between a Shair and a Bayer? If the Ra'a says that Shair is Potal by Gami on a posik, Misvare, Mamoinai is only Chayv, it's Mazik Biyadayim. Gami is Potal. So the same Svar yet by Bayer, so I don't need a Miut of Chameir Volei Shtoris, because the same Svare that tells me that Sheir is Potter on Gami, so Bera also be Potter on Gami. That's what the title says according to the Ra'a. But he has a problem, but the Ramban says Gami de Bemte Yishayiv. One of them for the Ramban. So we're stuck. Here we're stuck, Taka. So we're back with Tais Viskashe. We're back with Tais Viskashe, that maybe Chameir is coming to tell us Volei Shtoris. That's the problem. So the stipler says a very mechudish tiketeretz. He says as follows. He says, we heard in the Gemara before, nofal la'chayre ha'boyer, let's say one mahalach in Tosfos, that, so, nofal la'chayre ha'boyer yepoter. That means like this. Nofal la'chayre ha'boyer means that the Shoyer tripped on the boyer and fell outside of the boyer, and the Kaka Ilam was Masik. So the Gemara says, could be a fellow according to Shmuel, you're potter. Because you're only chayiv if your boyer was Masik. If your boyer was only a sibbe that the Kaka Ilam should be Masik, but the hezek was not through my boyer, so I'm not chayiv. He says, the mazik of boyer is if my boyer was mazik, not that my boyer was a sibbe that a hezek should occur, but my boyer did not make the hezek. Fine. So the stipler, very interesting teretz. By garmi, when I burn someone's shtar, what was I mazik? What's the hezek? The hezek is the lever's money. That means, before, if you hold Gami is chayiv. So, before, with the shtar, I was capable of money from the lever. So I had an echize on the kakois of the lever. I had a shtar to prove he owes me money. After you burned the shtar, so you amassed me that moment. I had a schuz gviyah from that moment, so you took it away. The davar hanizik is the moment. The chiddush of gami is, even though it's indirect, I burnt the shtar, it's a chagad yaza, but al kapot, that's the chiddush of gami. The chiddush of gami is that even though the hezek was a little indirect, by burning the shtar, I was mafsed you, your schuz gviyah and the kalke, I'm also chayiv. But the hefsid is the kalke. The hefsid is the male. That's what I mazik you. That's what I mazik you. I was mazik in an indirect way. Nev kami is chayiv yechayiv for that. So he says, boyer is potter on an indirect hezek. Just like if it's niskal be boyer v'nofal achayre ya boyer. So the Gemara says, you're potter, because even though the boyer was mesavev, you should have a hezek, but boyer is only chayiv if it made the hezek. The hezek is the dmei haloive. The shtar that became the skalkel in the boyer, it wasn't mazik the dmei haloive. So it's like, that's what the stipler wants to say to him for the Ramban. It's like, that's what the stipler wants to say, that the hezek of shtoris is not the is not the dover hanizik is the kalk of the loive, and that was not kenizik through the boyer nor al yedei boyer, just like niskal be boyer v'nofel acher boyer poter hu adin by shtoris.
That I want to emphasize the Rambam. Agavuch, the Gemara in Akainis is also schwer according to the Rambam. I mean, it's about the Raisa and the Rabbanon. It's said if Gami is at the Raisa, what's the chilek between Tarkonis Nixel b'Nixel or b'Mosa? It should be the same thing. Said the Aveide l'divrei hakel kosher. So the Gemara says that said the Aveide is kosher. Vim toima vektoisvis legufe itzterich lemehevi prat uklau. That means by a Shavas Aveide says chamir v'sher v'seh v'salma, then it says kol Aveide sachicha. So toisvis says we need to make a prat uklau. That means the prat is set. The klal is kol aveidu sachiche. The nasa klal moisif ala prat. Visrabi kol mili. And now I know there's a mitzvah of a shavas aveidu on all articles. Now, v'sheir v'chamer v'salme itzterich kol chad v'chad lemilsa ki dadosh v'pek ele metzies. I need it to tell me his distinct halachas. So the whole prat or klal, which the din is by a prat or klal, we moisif everything, so you have to need a prat and a klal. The other prat I need for something else. I need a prat or klal, so this se is making a prat or klal, and with this I mab everything. The eloi said the miyata, if se would not be miyuta, to make a prat or klal, have a mishayri, have mehani le prat or klal. So then I'd have to use, let's say, chamoyer to make a prat or klal. So I have a doshine beimidi. That means I'm using the other pratim to tell me bazundra loches, and I need one prat to make a prat or klal. And with a prat or klal, you mab everything. So Taisha says a very interesting teretz. V'yesh loima. The bechol mokem sheyesh prat uklal. Now, prat uklal is a very interesting mide. A prat uklal is nasa klal moisif ala prat, and yamaba everything. That's the mide of prat uklal. Yamaba everything. V'yesh loy mesatois is amur deke yesod. The bechol mokem sheyesh prat uklal, rogel rabbeinu shmu litein tam. So Rabbeinu Shmuel asked, what's pshat in this mida? Lomali le prat? Given this rabbi kol mili, you malbe everything. Prat, you malbe everything. So why did they write a prat? And they write a klal to be malbe everything. Write the klal alone. Kol aveidu sachicha, finish. I didn't talk. So Meir, why do you need the prat, the klal, to be moisif on a prat? Not only the prat, everything. Because we have the klal. So say the klal. Umeforesh, said Rabbeinu Shmuel, said Amor Dikazach. The shema yesh dvorim shloi hoyu misrabi meyaklal. If it would say, for some reason, would say kol aveidus achicha, I don't know klal, but could be from this kol aveidus achicha, I would whittle it down. There's certain things I'd have limudim to say this kol aveidus achicha is not malba everything. Im loy shekod my prat, but now prat a klal means my, there's nothing that you whittle down. Prat or klal is telling us you cannot, it's your, we're maisif everything. There's, you can't be mamayit anything. That's the mida of a prat or klal. Eliyahis klal maisif olov ularabis koldov. Memele, that's why you need a mida of prat or klal. So all the time, that means, so the Rabbi Nishmul said, Amor Yudikazach, whenever Chazal darshan the prat or klal, so Chazal knew, without this prat or klal, I have a limud to be memayit something. I would say it's a skull of Avis, but I would have a miyut, a mamatzin, or a kalvachoyme. It can't mean everything. That's why the Torah to say the prat or klal tell you, but here it does mean everything. Don't make any lamudim. Prat or klal is a mida. We're ma'aba everything. Even though you have 20 rayas, we should be mamayit something. Zokta Rabbeinu Shmuel. But what'll be if it would say the klal, and there's no legitimate way you could be mamayit anything from the klal. There's no mamatzin, there's no kalvachoyme. So then you don't need a prat or klal. So the klal alone is sufficient. Zot the Rabbeinu Shmuel, v'ahochi kimlei lebala talmud. The Shas knew the Me'aveda Stam Ava Shemin and Shapi Kol Aveda. If it would say Kol Aveda without this Klal or Prato Klal, Kilo Yesh Prato Klal, it's equivalent to those Prato Klal. She'ein L'mayit Shum Aveda. Bibinyano, oi mikal v'chaim, oi b'sheminyin. Chazal knew that there's no way one could be memayit from kol aveide, any other aveide. So the kol aveide is ma'av everything already. So I don't need this set to make it a prato klal. So the Gemara said it says miyuta. Vein tzorich kam prat eishol mayit min haklal shem dova ayidei shem din. That's one teretz. Inami l'chol aveide k'siv kol aveide v'have l'chol ribuy l'rabis kol aveide kilu yesh prat haklal. I don't need a prat haklal. The kol is the mokim a prat haklal. So Mamela said the kol is ma'av everything. Af al gav da darshini minei b'avei dezore l'rabis ha-mishumit that we're ma'av ha-mishumit. So the kol is marbe, whatever matzav your achich, whatever matzav your brother is, this is a mitzvah shavas veidus by yid, not by a goy. What's what I'm a shumit? Whatever matzav your brother is, there's a mitzvah of a shavas veid. So the kol is coming to be marbe any type of achicha. Mikol maki mikol amidrish nami kol aveido, that the kol is going on aveide, that avayu koi ribui. Avedis v'achicha. Near I have in the Ksav Yad, umabine kol achicha, umabine kol aveda, the kol echa. That each achicha and each aveda of everyone is a mitzvah of a Shabbos aveda.